Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Right? You can't win. You can't be part of until you decide to get involved. Right? Until you decide to, you know, again, to be part of the solution, you just don't know what's available. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, I'm sorry, hey, 855-732-5563, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem. Isn't that really what it boils down to? Come on, seriously. You get informed. I won't say you figure out what's happening, because you should already know what's happening. You should already have your finger on the pulse of what's going on out there. President's Day. Anybody know what President's Day is about? Anybody? I mean, I'm sure there's a couple of you. And, you know, we get the day off. Everybody's so excited. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, truly, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And make sure you got your information. So I do this to you all the time, and I do it for a reason. Because I don't want you to be them. I don't want you to be the one that decides, you know, or that thinks, anyway, that you got the truth because you heard a sound bite somewhere, or you saw something go by on your Twitter, your X feed, whatever the heck it's called. But you saw something go by on your Twitter, your X feed. Right? I mean, get informed yourself. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't take a whole bunch of time. It's not brain pain or anything along those lines. You can figure it out. You're not stupid people. And besides, you don't want to sound like them. You figure out who them is, but you don't want to sound like them. Right? You want to make sure you have the facts, and you're stepping out on the facts all the time, not sometimes. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, on President's Day, we're all so divided. What presidents were good, what presidents weren't good. And, you know, while there's a big political divide now in the United States, some of the nation's greatest presidents in history have shared the importance of our unity in some way, shape, manner, or form. Right? I mean, seriously, Washington and other founding fathers hated the parties. They thought they were dangerous, and I think you can see it today. It's quite right. They are dangerous. And, you know, when you talk about when Abraham Lincoln and others were talking about unity and the unity of the country and unity of patriotism, I know that one sent some people to a tizzy. That's very important. It's important today, too. You know, commanders in chief, such as Revolutionary War heroes and first U.S. President George Washington, they conveyed pride in our country. The freedom of speech as Americans, as the foundation of America. Freedom of speech. Not speech that you agree with, that makes you feel comfortable, doesn't make you feel bad. Freedom of speech as a whole. Right? The Civil War victor and lawyer. Lawyer, that's right, he was a lawyer. Abraham Lincoln. He left a legacy of addressing the threat posed to the nation when Americans turn against one another. Think about that. Think about, again, the Civil War. What was that all about? The first celebration of President's Day took place in 1885 as a way to celebrate the birth of the nation's founder. Over the years, it's evolved, you know, in a celebration of the service of past and present commanders-in-chief. Not just one. In 1971, Congress moved the holiday to the third Monday in February so that Americans could enjoy a three-day weekend. Well, yes, that's very important. Actually, on the East Coast, some holidays were moved to Mondays, so you would have the three-day weekend, and you wouldn't have to, you know, boilers wouldn't have to be shut down and started up. Places wouldn't have to be, in the wintertime, heated up, you know, in the middle of the week. Anyway, presidential historian Craig Shirley, whose newest book, In Search of Reagan, the appealing intellectual conservatism of Ronald Reagan, told a local news source last year that Washington is the foundation of America, while Lincoln is always considered the intentions of the founding fathers. All Americans should relish the words of these former patriots, said Shirley. Their words should be taken literally by civilians and politicians alike. Every action done and company ought to be with some sign of respect to those that are present. That's according to George Washington. I mean, think about that. Tracy, there should be no disagreement about those words whatsoever. Do you really? Those are actually bipartisan thoughts. They're not just thoughts of the Republican Party, the conservative movement, or libertarians, or anything else. They should be the thoughts of all Americans. So, a celebration of President's Day. Some of our presidents had it going on. Oh, no, I'm not letting this one go. We'll talk about this more later on. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moran right after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. We win when you get informed. We don't win when you're spewing information that isn't correct, isn't true, sounds bad. You know, it just, get your numbers right. Get your information right. And then go for the throat. You know, what can I tell you? Anyhow. All right, Kimberly Moran joins me. As she does every week, always appreciate her insight to things. And I know you always have your information correct. That I do know.
I
try to.
Unless you're going to tell me something different, in which case, yeah, there we go.
I just want to apologize ahead of time in case you hear a squeaky toy. It's not me. My dog has decided she wants to play with
me. Oh, it's
right
not
now.
You? Prove it.
Not me. I usually do that if I'm on meetings and people have their dogs in the background. I'll take a squeaky toy and squeak it to drive their dogs crazy,
ooh,
which
oh.
doesn't work. It gets my dogs going, too, so it kind of is a fail.
No, it makes them nuts. I like it. I like the idea. All right.
Yeah.
So, President's Day. Did you do anything special or did you just hang out?
I worked.
You worked?
I didn't have the day off.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We have Martin Luther King Day off instead.
Got it.
And Juneteenth.
And okay.
We have a Texas holiday off instead.
There you go. I can't tell you how many people don't know, even in the black community, do not know what that day's about.
No,
not a
they
clue.
Don't. And it's a very good day, don't get me wrong, but it's not a national holiday.
No, but again, what are you celebrating? They don't even know.
No.
And I'm not going to pick on the black community. You know, a lot of people don't know what the 4th of July is all about, all of that. So we have become a very increasingly ignorant society.
Yep.
You know? And thank you, public education.
Day.
No comment.
No, I blame, it's not only public education, but I also blame the media and higher education. Because it really depends. You can go, if you go to a liberal arts college, your kid's probably screwed. You know?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, even, you know, colleges like supposed Ivy League, which are a joke now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question. And they've even realized the damage they've done over the last few years. They're dropping the DEI stuff. They're dropping all kinds of classes. All of a sudden, like, oh, yeah, maybe this wasn't such a good idea, you know?
Right.
Just
we
amazing.
We screwed ourselves. We screwed all our students.
Yep. They don't care. Can we just, they just don't care.
Right.
You know? All right, so this is a good one. Biden's at it again. He's going to go to the UN Security Council. And he wants to force a temporary ceasefire on Israel to halt the Rafah offensive. Now, I didn't ask you where you stand on this, but here's what I think. Why are we telling another country what to do?
Exactly.
One that is our ally.
What I think.
What's that?
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. It's none of your damn business.
Yeah.
They didn't tell us what to do when 9/11 happened. Did
no.
they? I don't think they did.
No. No. Nope. All of a sudden we had a kumbaya moment in Congress. Everybody got together. Let's go get them. Now not so much.
He's just doing that because he knows he's lost all kind of far left his base support.
Right.
You know, it's just for the Biden campaign. It's just about the election now. They care nothing about this country. We know that. That's why they've been destroying it.
Yeah. Well, what I find amazing about all this again is they've already had a few ceasefires. If you do your digging, okay, and you don't just read mainstream media, you find out that Israel has already, I mean, they sent out flyers to these people, warnings as to what areas they were going to hit when. So basically, they weren't just telling civilians to get out of there. They were telling the enemy when they were going to hit and where they were going to hit, right?
Yep.
They created an escape route, if you would, for people to get out of those areas, to be able to get some food and shelter and help. I'm not seeing anybody else do that. Right? I mean,
I wouldn't do it.
No. You know, why would you tell the enemy when you're coming?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And one of the reasons, and they do that, and that's why the enemy has their base and stuff at schools and where mm-hmm. people are.
Yeah. Yeah. But the ceasefires, the ones they've already had, where they didn't need the U.S. telling them to have a ceasefire. Right? Hamas didn't stop firing. Hamas didn't stop creating problems. It didn't stop killing people. So why is it all on Israel? Why do you think, Kimberly?
Because the left are terrorist supporters.
Yeah. Basically. Oh no, MAGA terrorist supporters. Don't get it right, will you? I love getting your blood pressure up.
Well, you, it's not that you get my blood pressure up. You just make me have to really filter. Because if it was a normal conversation, there would be no filter.
Well, you know, they're talking about a major ground offensive in the Rafah where Hamas is hiding. And, you know, they're worried about all the damage it'll do to the civilians and their, you know, displacement. I love all this. And nothing about the October 7th, attack on just innocent teenagers, innocent babies. And, you know, now they're pushing back on that and saying the baby thing never happened.
The biggest attack since the Holocaust.
Yep.
And the left thinks that's okay? Really? I've never understood why Jews support Democrats. I have not understood it, not ever, not once. Well, also, I don't understand why women do or why black people do or why anybody with a brain does, so I guess that's not a good...
It almost seems... They have been so inundated over the years, have been told that the Republican Party is so bad and they hate you and they hate your kind of people. And they've bought into it to the point where you almost can't get them out of it. Almost can't get them out of it. When you see the rise in Hispanic and black support for Republicans, you have to stop and think, okay, maybe after all these years, maybe they're starting to see the writing on the wall. But I'm not so sure.
Some of them never will because they're just hardcore into it and they don't want to ever admit that they're wrong. It would be an embarrassment to them to actually admit, oh my God, I was wrong all these years. So they're just hardcore into it. They don't care. But other people are just dumb.
You know, and the funny thing about it, they're calling for a ceasefire without any conditions. It's like, okay, you want a ceasefire? Bring all the hostages forward in good shape. Bring them all forward. Let us have them, and then we'll consider a ceasefire. But nothing. Not a word.
Nope.
Yeah. All right. Got to go for a break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly when we return.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As the deadline to fund the government approaches, Congress is on a two-week recess. Lawmakers slated to return to the Capitol on February 28th, just 2 days before the March 1st deadline to fund certain government agencies, while the rest must be funded by March 8th. Donald Trump drew parallels between the death of the Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and his own legal challenges in the United States. In a Truth Social post, the former president expressed that Navalny's passing has heightened his awareness of events in the U.S. He criticized radical left politicians, prosecutors, and judges, accusing them of steering the nation toward destruction. Respiratory illnesses are up in half of the states, 25 states seeing high or very high levels of respiratory virus activity. That's according to the CDC. Respiratory illness activity defined as people going to the doctor with symptoms including fever, cough, and or sore throat. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's the way you win. You get the real information you need, right? And then you put it out there, and you know it's true, so you can stand behind it. Don't put out what you just saw on X or Twitter or whatever the heck it's called these days. It just doesn't work. It won't work out well for you. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time and her viewpoint with me. And Kimberly, again, thanks for being with me.
I'm sorry. I don't know if you can hear that, but my dogs are now barking all over the place.
All right, cool.
I am so sorry.
Hey, listen, they're trying to keep out the riffraff.
Oh, my God. They're trying to give you their opinion, but, you know, I can't even translate right now.
Well, you know, again, we were talking a bit about, you know, the ceasefire and how we, you know, Biden has no clues to what he wants. There's somebody else running this behind the scenes.
Of course.
You know, they put out flyers. They give people time to get out. They make ways for people to get out and get to safety. And they're still the bad guys. And with everybody that was killed, they're still the bad guys. It's amazing to me that people are buying into this, right?
Look, Biden has never been running this country since he took over. Not at all. It's always been someone behind the scenes, and those people hate Israel and are pro-Hamas. I mean, they're the ones who made sure that he gave Iran billions again when they shouldn't have had it. I don't care whether it was their money or not.
Yeah.
You know, they lifted the sanctions. Obama started it, and then Trump stopped it, and then these idiots went right back in for the kill, literally.
Well, I'm going to do a story later on about how the Houthis are out there sinking ships and doing all kinds of stuff. And it's
and we're
Iran.
Doing nothing.
What?
And we're doing nothing about it.
No. No, because they're backed by Iran. Iran's the one that's giving them the money. We keep giving Iran money so they can come in and pummel us. Yeah, we're smart people, right?
it doesn't matter because they're sending all their terrorists here. I was just watching a report by Bill Malusian. And on the border in California, where it's a sanctuary state, and you can get a transgender surgery for free if you're an illegal, you can get health insurance for free, housing for free, everything for free. And they're just walking across the border, all kinds of Chinese nationals, and you know Chinese nationals aren't leaving freely. Their government has to give them permission,
Yeah.
So, you know, all these people, all young men.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. And again, I was just telling you a minute ago, let me just talk about it here. The Houthis sink British ship in Red Sea. They shoot down a U.S. Reaper drone, and they attack two U.S. ships in the Gulf. And please send us more money. You know, I mean, that kind of thing, right? So you got Iran that everybody knows. I mean, everybody at the UN even knows that they're being backed. The Houthis are being backed by Iran. They've gone after a British ship in the Red Sea. They sunk that thing. They attacked two U.S. ships in the Gulf of Aden. Why U.S. is investigating, I don't know. We should be just unleashing, like Trump said, you know, we're going to rain down hellfire on you like you've never seen before. We just need to do that a couple of times and watch what happens to these people and stop spending money there.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And God bless. And why we can't see it. Well, I shouldn't say that. I know why they can't see it. I know why they don't want to see it. You know?
Oh, they know it. They see it. They're doing it on purpose.
Yep. And they see the weakness. They see the weakness coming out of the White House. They know what's going on. And what's the funny thing about it is these people in the White House that think that Iran or whoever's not going to bother them at some point in time, that, you know, they're their friends because they're allowing them to do all this. No. No, that scorpion's going to bite you too.
Oh, yeah, just like they're left-wing progressive freaks. They end up biting them in the behind too.
Yeah, and they don't care. They don't care. Maybe they see more money in it. I know to a degree it's a religious thing for some of these people. You know, they've got to win at any cost because, again, it's a religious scenario for them.
They hate this country and they want this country destroyed. Remember, yeah. These are the same people that preach that we're still colonists, like imperialists, colonizing places.
Yep.
These people hate America and they want it destroyed at all costs.
Yep.
They don't think they're going to be in for a bad time, but they don't care. They hate this country that much.
You know, Mr. I don't even. I'm not gonna call him secretary or anything, but you know, Mr. Mayorkas. Again, fighting back, pushing back. I think this other thing was a waste of time. The impeachment.
Yeah.
And my reasoning, some of my friends are irritated with me for saying it, but my reasoning behind it is, you know, it will go nowhere. So
right.
If you're just doing it, be honest about it. If you're just doing it to be able to subpoena the right people and, you know, C-SPAN will have to cover it to a degree, then do it. But don't feed the general populace who are on your side and say, yeah, we're going to do this and you want, and we're going to, no, you're not going to do anything. It's not going to happen.
Right.
You don't have the votes. Just be honest about it, right?
Right, exactly. Right.
But what I love about this is when Mayorkas get up there and start talking about, you know, how everything is secure, not a problem. Well, the National Border Patrol Council on Monday, they came out against Biden and his team and really just nailed the problems that they were having there and how they're being pulled back. And now you're seeing governors from other states sending the National Guard to Texas and places like that to help out with it.
They voted to do it in my state.
Really?
Yep.
You live in New Hampshire. What happened?
It's still a Republican majority.
Oh, okay, good. Thank God. All right. But, you know, you heard Joe Biden over the weekend giving a speech and saying this is Trump's fault. This is Trump and the MAGA people because they wouldn't give him the power he asked for, when in reality, he already has that power. He can shut down the border in a heartbeat just before he goes take his nap at 11:45 in the morning.
Right, exactly.
You know?
And that they keep, see, that's the thing. They keep lying. I know I'm on Twitter all the time calling them out for their lies. They keep lying, and the problem is some people believe them. Because they don't know any better. And I just, you know, send them the proof. But this is what happens. This is why when you have conversations like this with your lefty friends or friends who don't know any better, you show them. Say, here's where the president has the power to stop what's happening at the border.
Right.
You know, and you just show them. That's all you got to do is show them in the statutes where he has that power. And it's helpful to do that. That's when you can show people what's really going on. That's when people start to really question the lunatics on the left. It's when they see some, they all of a sudden get proof from something, and usually it's a government thing, so they believe it. And they can't deny it.
Well, the government wouldn't lie, right? I mean,
well, don't get me started. Stop it.
Yeah.
That's a whole different ballgame.
Well, I love one Border Patrol guy comes out and he says, you know, you created it. He's yelling at Joe Biden. You created it. You nursed it along. You encouraged it. You facilitated it. It's all yours.
Yep.
So don't run from it now like a coward. You know, and throwing, and the thing is that they're throwing the agents under the bus when the reality is they're overwhelmed. They can't keep up with this. It's almost impossible.
The agent's job now is to just process illegals.
Yep.
That's their job. That's what they've been delegated to having to do now. So we don't have protection at our border. Our border hasn't been secure since Biden got into office.
Now, where I'd say the Republicans are just as responsible at this point is they should have never signed that Ukraine bill at all without having the border bill first. You say, look, we'll go for this one after you do this one, and have two separate bills. Show the American people that the Democrats are not interested in securing the border in any way, shape, manner, or form. They're more interested in circulating that money to Ukraine so it can come back to certain pockets here in the United States.
Oh, they had the bill that they all talked about. They said Biden mumbled something about they have to pass it. It's they asked for it. This is what they wanted. I read that entire bill. And it was more money for other countries' borders than for our own. And all it did was continue Biden's border invasion. That's all it did. It did not secure our border in any stretch of the imagination.
Nope.
But yet they sit there and they lie. That's the work. That's the thing I hate the most about politicians, especially Democrats, but all of them who do it. They will lie right to your face. They have no morals, no integrity. They will just lie to your face if it's to, you know, continue the power of their party or whatever. And it's frankly disgusting.
What I love about this too is again, all this is going on. You're not hearing some of the you look at the Biden administration is now providing medical benefits to who? Illegals. They're taking money from the Veterans Administration to provide medical benefits to illegals. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Marin.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Murray enjoys me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And I got a little distracted there, Kimberly. There was, some guys get really excited about girly magazines. Well, I'm looking here at a Henry Arms magazine commercial and Love Lover Action rifles and shotguns. And they're really pushing them big. But they're weeks behind on delivery. I wonder why.
Yeah, probably because they have making so many. I still need to get a 357. I love those. I tried it. I thought it was going to be hard. Like the
rifle or pistol?
A Henry.
Oh.
Lever action.
Oh. And you tried one? What did you think of it?
Yes, I loved it.
Oh.
I loved it.
I need the one with the bigger handle. I got sausage fingers.
So you can probably switch out the handle.
Yeah, probably. You're probably right, you know. But, I prefer to get one of those, too. I think that's, but they're behind on those, too. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure they're behind a lot of things. It's there's a fun to shoot. Like, if people don't understand, like, yes, shooting is for hunting and sports and self-defense and target shooting. But the target shooting part, that's why you need to have multiple firearms, because they're all different.
Yeah.
So there's some that are just fun.
you're exactly right. And what I always love is, Tim, you belong to, oh, God, the Annie Oakley Gun Club out here.
Oh, my God, that's so cool.
Oh, it's hilarious. I mean, you show up and there's all these women in the long jean skirts, dungaree skirts, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no way.
Yep, all learning how to shoot and the different rifles and pistols that are brought out, and they're taught safety on all of that as well. So, and the lefties go crazy. It's like, oh, my God, you're teaching these little young girls how to shoot. How about this? We're teaching those little young girls, and I'd like to teach some of the younger boys, when you see a gun or if you're near a gun or something happens, at least they would have some knowledge as to what to do, what not to do with them, right?
Right. Yep, exactly.
God forbid. Oh, no. Teach them run in the opposite direction. Oh, yeah.
Right. We used to teach gun safety in school, you know, years ago.
Well, now you'd be considered a nut.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know why, you know, there's so many things you could be teaching in school instead of the crazy stuff there are now, but all kinds of safety, you know?
Oh, there's all kinds of things you could be teaching kids now that would be more useful than what they're teaching them.
Yeah.
I mean, how about teaching them what a bank account is?
That plastic card isn't it? I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Yeah. Like, you know, just teach them something useful.
Oh, I was watching this thing on YouTube, and it was like Teen Financial Basics 101. And the guy says, have you ever had a $35 cup of coffee? And I'm going, I don't care where that coffee came from. I wouldn't pay you $35. And he said, yeah, you know, the one where you get charged $32 for basically bouncing a transaction. And so the bank lets you use your debit card. You pay the $3 for the cup of coffee. Then they charge you the $32 for the overdraft fee. Okay? Which is very prevalent. And you go, that's because we've never taught them. We've never taught them. Parents haven't really taught them about money.
Right.
Because they're probably doing the same things, you know?
Right, exactly. Yep.
All right.
I don't know. It'd have to be a really good But I might try a $35 cup of coffee if it was really, really good.
I'm sorry. I wouldn't pay $32 for coffee if they flew Donald Trump in to serve it to me or let me, you know, pour it on Joe Biden's head. There'd be no way I would spend that kind of money for coffee. I'm good. I'm good with my $1.30 cup of coffee, large coffee from the guy up the street. You know what I'm saying? Family-owned coffee shop.
I like my cold brew.
Don't you dare, don't say that swear word on this show.
Well, I prefer espresso, but I can't drink hot coffee. I can only drink cold, so I do like espresso. Yeah. But I will try interesting things. Although I was looking at restaurants because I'm going to be taking a trip to Georgia and Charleston, and one restaurant had ostrich steak. I think that...
Wait a minute. Had what?
Ostrich steak.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm like, because I like to try new things. I like to try new things, but I don't know if I want to waste money on trying that new thing.
Yeah. No. All right. Now that that's kind of weird. Anyway, so, God. I'm going to get back to what the Border Patrol people were saying about all this. And you know, Biden and the Democrats, they're accusing Republicans of kowtowing to former President Donald Trump. And, you know, how about they're just taking a stance on keeping the border safe? Why is it that it has to? See how they're selling it? Ooh, Trump bad. They're doing what Trump wants, Trump bad. It's just amazing. Now, he does stupid stuff. He says stupid stuff that makes it harder on these guys, but they should ignore him and keep doing or try to keep doing what's right, although I'm losing all hope.
Well, they weren't listening to Trump. They were, none of them, the ones who were against that bill that came out, they were against it because it was a bad bill and it didn't do anything to secure the border.
Right.
And again, I actually got accused. You didn't read that. I'm like, it came out last night. I read it. Like that, they, left is so bad that they really just think that nobody reads these things. But yet, even when it comes out, when people do, they're just like, you didn't read it.
Right.
Because they didn't.
They don't. look at, they don't know the truth anyhow. So when Biden gets out there on at the podium and he starts yelling that my hands are tied on this border issue, I'd shut it down if I had the authority, if Congress would just sign the bill and give me the authority. You have the authority. You already have a right to seal the border up.
You had it from day one, buddy.
Yeah. And instead what you did was you unlocked the door. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
And
opened it wide up.
Oh, please. But what I love is when they start complaining about the fact, well, the Supreme Court said that they had to pull this down, they had to stop doing this, they had to stop, and they're still doing it. I'm thinking, okay, you mean like with you? With paying off the debt of the student loans? I mean, you said you didn't adhere to what they told you to do. You went around them. You openly
right.
admitted that on camera.
Right.
God.
And they all are proud of it.
Oh, yeah. Massive proud, right? So,
they actually didn't do anything that doesn't already exist.
No, but here's where, if people really understood and knew what the president's power was, God forbid we had an educated electorate, constituency. Again, I won't say a lot of the stuff, but quite a bit of the stuff would go away. They'd be able to push back. They'd have a clue of what was going on, and. You know, these border agents wouldn't feel like... Do you know what I learned the other day? You ready for this one? 71% of border agents are of Hispanic descent.
Yep.
I'm sorry. And how, again, are they racist?
Right. Exactly. Did you read the movie? Did you watch the movie Idiocracy yet?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. It's got to be your homework.
Thanks, because I need more to do.
It's very quick. It's not that long.
Where was I? See, maybe not, now I forgot where I was going with this, but
because
anyhow.
You know you didn't do your homework.
and before we went to break, somebody just texted me. The VA stuff, right?
Yeah.
He says that people don't know this VA thing is going on. I'm going, you have to read. Nobody's going to knock on your door, hunt you out on email or what have you. You have to read. And you can't just skim stuff or fly over stuff, right?
Right.
And when you have a Democrat senator that's starting to put out information on the Biden administration providing veterans medical resources to illegal immigrants, you got to do something. Say, these are your people. Write to them. Call them. Make their, not that they're going to care, but
right.
make their phone ring off the hook. Wake up your people, right?
Right, exactly.
Let me breathe. Well, the ignorance just makes me nuts because they don't have to be. They're always screaming about tolerance and teaching kids things and better education and all of this. And you're going, okay, where and when? When do we get the better education? When does all this stuff happen? When do you start teaching the truth to those students?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway,
the problem is their truth is different. Like, you know how they said, they talk about history? It's not what really happened in history, it's who writes about it.
That's true.
I've read history books that they teach in schools by Howard Zinn, and he hated America. He was a hardcore leftist. He glosses over any of the good things and then focuses on all the bad things. And they teach kids this in schools.
So, you know how the Dems are. It's like with Joe Biden. There's no real proof that money went directly from China to Joe. Well, no, because they're not stupid. They right. bounce it off of, what was it, 22 different LLCs,
and
before it actually makes it?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with this VA money. They said, well, there's no proof. Well, yeah, actually there is, because it's the financial division of the VA that ends up paying these hospitals and other places that are taking care of the illegals. So money does go to them. It's no longer available for the VA. All right, we're up against it. How do people find you?
GraniteRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, people. Kimberly, thank you for being with me. I always appreciate your time. A lot coming up. Jennifer Van Laar from Red State joins us in the next hour. Don't go far, people. You'll miss it.